Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Jen Simmons. I'm a designer and front-end developer and been working on HTML5 along with a whole bunch of other people since July of 2010. Eric Duran gave a really great presentation on HTML5 forms at the Drupal camp in New York in the summer, and a lot of people were there and very excited about HTML5. So we shoved ourselves into a room and had like an unending boff that just, it figured out that we wanted to create a module and a theme and came up with a plan for creating the HTML5 group.
Okay, and so part of my understanding about HTML5 is to like not just have a bunch of random divs, but to be a little bit more intentional of semantic markup. But maybe you could talk about like what that means and what that gives you.
Yeah, so HTML5 is actually a whole collection of technologies, and more elements and semantics, you know, more semantic markup is a big part of it. But it's just one part. I think people wrongly have this impression that it's just for themers or front-end developers. But actually, there's a lot of things in HTML5, a bunch of APIs, things that were never in HTML before that are now, you know, there's a database API, there's some JavaScript, making your JavaScript faster APIs. So there's something there for everybody. Around the markup stuff with HTML5, there are a lot more elements. So instead of having paragraph and list and headline, which we do now, we have more elements to be able to say, oh, this is an article, here's a section, here's some content that goes on the side, you know, content-wise, it's like a thing on the side, so we'll call that an aside. This is the footer, this is the header. 15, 20 years of writing HTML, we've sort of evolved into this need to specify just more information about what it is on the page.
And so in Dries' keynote today, he sort of laid out as one of the major initiatives is to be HTML5 compatible in Drupal 8. So what does that mean and what does that give us, really?
I think it means several different things. It's pretty clear from the work that the HTML5 working group has been doing over the last 9 months that it would be a great fit to do all the HTML markup coming out of Drupal, Drupal Core and the Drupal Core themes, and also best practices for contrib developers, to just go ahead and start using HTML5. The tools are there. There's many ways in which you can use them today to just start using them for the markup. I also think the form API can be and should be using HTML5 forms. They fall back beautifully for Internet Explorer, and there's not really a downside. And they add a lot as far as user experience and browser side, client side validation, and there's just all these levels that make it easier to build a site or an application that's more dynamic and more what people are expecting, or especially will start expecting 2-3 years from now, pretty quickly. So I think there's also a lot of other things that we might do in Core. There's been people talking about optimizing our JavaScript, and I think that the team that works on that will want to really look at HTML5 and how web workers can help do that. In looking at, we have this new database layer that we have in Drupal 7, and other things around performance, is there a way in which we can use offline caching from HTML5 or client-side databases to help speed Drupal up or make Drupal websites work faster? I don't have answers to a lot of those questions because I don't understand the database layer in Drupal, and I don't have enough experience with JavaScript to know exactly how web workers might work best, but I hope that the community, the Drupal community, will start taking serious looks and doing the research and spending the time to learn enough about HTML5 to realize which ones of those tools would really help make Core that much better.
And there seems to also be a lot of talk about, you know, mobile and, you know, multiple platforms in HTML5. So talk about, like, what does HTML5 give you for mobile devices?
So part of why HTML5 and mobile work so well together is because most mobile browsers are WebKit. And if they're not WebKit, then they're Chrome, or Opera has a mobile browser. But most people are using the default browsers on their phones, on Android and iPhone, and all of that is based on WebKit. And WebKit's had really terrific HTML5 support for quite a while. Lots of the different things in HTML5 are already working in WebKit. And a lot of what's in HTML5 ended up in HTML5 because the WebKit team had these ideas, and they tried them out, and they worked really well, and everyone agreed that, hey, let's go ahead and put that new thing that you tried out in WebKit into HTML5. You can build, for example, if you want to make an app and you don't want to learn Objective-C for iOS, you can build your whole app in HTML5 using CSS and JavaScript, and then package it up using something like PhoneGap and ship it as a native app. It's not that HTML5 is for web and native apps, you know, don't need HTML5. Like, you want to use HTML5 in a native app. There's a lot of overlap, and there's a lot of ways to implement and build things more quickly by using JavaScript, HTML, and CSS, both for mobile and for desktop. But I mean, part of what's happening is this whole websites are going to be a series of web pages less and less, and a dynamic application more and more. And part of what's leading that politically or culturally is simply this idea of an app. Even the word app was invented by Apple or made popular by Apple in the context of the iPhone. And now it's, you know, also being used to talk about downloading something and using it on your Chrome OS, you know, the Google Chrome OS. And just culturally, we're getting into this, like, everything's an app. Oh, look, it's an app. And I feel like most of the time when people are talking about apps, what they're talking about is the kinds of technologies and the kinds of tools, the kinds of user experiences that are possible when you use HTML5 plus CSS3 plus JavaScript.
Cool, and talk about some of the themes that the HTML5 working group has been working on for Drupal 7, or how, if someone was interested in playing around with an HTML5 site in Drupal 7, what themes should they download and check out?
So Drupal, both in 6 and 7, a lot of the HTML markup that comes out of your site comes from your theme. Some of it is coming from theming templates in Drupal core. If you didn't put it in your theme, then it's going to default back to the copy that's in core. There's also a lot of markup that comes out of Drupal that's kind of hard-coded into Drupal, and it's not in your theme. It's not in your theme templates, in your .tpl files. It's, you know, in some sort of other API. And if you know a lot about theming and a lot, if you're a PHP programmer, many of those things are in variables that you can grab out of the air, modify in your theme, and change. But it takes a certain level of skill to be able to do that. So the goal of the HTML5 working group in Drupal has been to make it possible to do HTML5 in Drupal 6 and Drupal 7 today more easily. So we have two projects. One is the HTML base theme, HTML5 base project, which is a base theme for starting out and building an HTML5 theme, and then the HTML5 tools module. So the goal of tools is really to alter everything that is hard-coded in Drupal 7 or Drupal 6 and make it into HTML5. And in a way, it's a place to test drive ideas, debate ideas, try them out in the real world to build real websites now and figure things out as we start to do things for Drupal 8. If we put a lot of code into Drupal 8 right now, it's all theoretical because we're not actually building real sites with Drupal 8. And some of this is new enough that we really need to do it in Drupal 7, see how it works. Rather than having to override, for example, the submitted variable, the scripts variable, the head variable in a pre-process function in your theme to get your website to do HTML5, which is just, it's just sort of the, I mean, part of it, HTML5 is so easy and elegant. Why do you have to learn this kind of complicated thing to write a pre-process function in order to do something easy? Instead, just turn on the tools module and it will do it for you. And the base theme is a chance for us to debate those core TPLs and say, this is what. It's kind of HTML5-ifying Stark, the Stark theme. So that you can just, right out of the box, if you download Drupal 7, download tools and base, turn them all on, it's as if Drupal has already been turned into an HTML5 engine.
I see. So what were some of the other big points that you were making in your presentation just now on HTML5 to, you know, here at DrupalCon?
I talked a lot about how to figure out which parts of HTML5 you can use now and which parts maybe you want to wait on. I think it's important to know that HTML5 is actually just a collection of dozens and dozens and dozens of different things, and some of them are completely finished and have been for quite a while. They're not being debated anymore, and they'll work in Internet Explorer 9 as well as all the other browsers and have great fallbacks for IE 6, 7, and 8. There are other things that are brand new, sketches of an idea being debated, you know, barely known about. People don't even really know about them very much yet because they're so new and they're so on the bleeding edge and you can't use them. They're not implemented in any browsers. And then there's a whole range of things in between. So there's some tools out there. There's websites out there. Mostly it's about Googling things and reading and looking around and grabbing some books and participating in discussions to figure out, you know, well, which parts are good to use now, which parts are not. You know, I have a client that needs this. Is this a good time to go ahead and do it in HTML5, or is it going to be harder than it's worth? You know, how do I talk to my clients about this? Stuff like that. It's all a case-by-case basis. It depends on what you're doing as to whether or not this particular piece of HTML5 is a good tool for you to use.
Cool. And I know you've done a lot of like video work in the past, and you know, what is the HTML video tag going to give people, or even the audio tags, sort of the multimedia tags here in HTML5?
Yeah, so Kent, you and I know each other from the video blogging days, when before everyone used Flash for video, back when Flash only did rudimentary animations and couldn't do video. And we were using Windows Media and Real Player and different flavors of Apple QuickTime movie codecs, which it's funny now that people are like all upset about H.264 not being the standard in HTML5 and they're mourning the loss of H.264. It's like, well, wait, H.264 is not really that old. Like, back in the day, we had five other things, so it'll be okay. It's going to be fine. Basically, what it gives everyone a chance to do is have real content on the web, where, you know, your paragraph is really a paragraph, your image is really an image. Well, your video and your audio has been frequently, especially video, has been some secret box of stuff put on the page with an object and embed tag, and it's not accessible and it's not findable and it's not really it's not really real web. It's like this thing jammed onto the web. So HTML5 video and audio, there's all, you know, if you put video on a web page using the video tag, then you can put a drop shadow on it with CSS. You can, you know, use some kind of animation to spin it around in circles. You can all kinds of different things that you can do with it. And I think the most appealing thing that's clearly important is, because Apple's not supporting Flash on the iPad or on the iPhone, people can't look at your video if Flash is the only format that you're giving them, a Flash wrapper around some sort of video codec. So HTML5 video tag gives you the chance to deliver people the direct codec rather than wrapping it up in a little Flash package for them.
Cool. And I know it's sort of early here in the week at DrupalCon. Teresa just given his keynote this morning, sort of laying out the roadmap for Drupal 8. But, you know, what do you sort of see happening from this point on and through the Drupal 8 development process and sort of trying to integrate more HTML5 into Drupal 8?
Yeah, I as I've looked at that question more and more, and what we think, especially debating it with a whole group of people, what we think would be great for Drupal 8, we've gone through a couple different ideas and said, well, you know what, that's not really a great way to go. We don't need a switch where you get XHTML 1.0 or you get HTML5 and there's a little switch and you can choose between one or the other. We don't need that. We can just go ahead and do HTML. We could have shipped Drupal 7 with HTML5 if we had been ready to do that. So I think it's about improving the markup by using HTML5 semantics in what we're doing, and altering the form fields. I think it's a pretty clear win for very little loss, very little effort, like no loss and little effort. We can just get a huge win. And like I said, these other things, maybe performance can be helped with HTML5, maybe, you know, other. I think there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going into Contrib. I think there's many projects that people could do that could create amazing things that we're not going to put into Core, because Core is the baseline of what everyone should have. But Contrib can really take off in a way, some creativity and some amazing cool things that, you know, we've sort of ran out of great new ideas in Contrib, where people were, it's hard to like come up with a new module, right? For a long time, it's like, oh, I want to make a module. Oh, somebody already did that. But this will be a chance for a lot of new stuff to show up on the scene.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Thank you.